Although Oswego's residents are facing an 82% increase in their property taxes, the city's lawmakers say there isn't much fat left to cut from the proposed budget. As WRVO's Gino Girantino reports, the changing economic atmosphere in the city is weighing heavily on this year's budget.
The $34 million budget is $4.4 million more than last year. And when combined with lower assessments on taxable properties and rising mandated retirement and health care costs, Mayor Tom Gillen says there isn't much left to do but raise taxes. The 82% property tax hike means the average $70,000 house will be taxed an additional $575 a year. Gillen says it's a small price to pay for what Oswego's residents get in return.
If you have a $70,000 home, you're paying, say, $1,200 a year in taxes. That's $100 a month. What do you get for your $100? I would argue you get police department, fire department. You get a DPW that plows your streets, fixes your neighborhoods, maintains your parks. We offer free festivals, free downtown parking. We offer an awful lot.
The proposed budget does highlight positive trends in the city, including Oswego's compliance with an Environmental Protection Agency consent decree, which is keeping water and sewer costs the same. There's also a 4% increase in sales tax revenue compared to last year, along with expansions at Novelis, the Port of Oswego, and at SUNY Oswego. A public meeting about the proposed budget will be held December 19th at Oswego Middle School. For WRVO News, I'm Gino Girantino.